Okay, we're on. Beis Mabeis. Everybody gets a lot of Schar Halicha today, Baruch Hashem. I don't remember how cold it gets from year to year, but Baruch Hashem, we're back. Says the Gemara that Beis Mabeis. Beis Mabeis, the Gemara on the bottom, is looking for the Makar. How do you know that the first line of the Mishnah, that Malachim start counting from, we start counting Rosh Hashanah from Nisan. How do you know that the king's reigns are looked at from Nisan? So the first source the Gemara cites is Yetzias Mitzrayim. We compare the pasuk Malchus Shlomo to Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like Yetzias Mitzrayim obviously is counted from Nisan, because that's when it occurred. So too, Malchus Shlomo goes from Nisan. But then we said maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim itself should not be counted from Nisan. How do we know that? We'll get to a little bit later. How could the Gemara even ask such a question? But we'll get to that later as of today. But then the Gemara at the end that said that it's based on a Gzeirah Shavah, Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim. That's the last thing we did. We're three lines up from the bottom of the Amud on Beis Mabeis. Tosfos here on the bottom, the second to bottom Tosfos says, Bachodesh HaChamishi. Just wanted to mention this from yesterday. Bachodesh HaChamishi, this pasuk is referring to the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen, which, by the way, Aaron pointed out after the shiur, I mentioned yesterday that the only yard site mentioned in the Torah is Rosh Chodesh Av of Aaron. So he said that at the Kotel, I was ever there in Rosh Chodesh Av, he said it's just as big or even bigger than Birchas Kohanim on Chol HaMoed. We know one of the days of Chol HaMoed, there's a huge Birchas Kohanim, where the Kohanim from all over Eretz Yisrael go. So to Rosh Chodesh Av, he says, is also a huge Birchas Kohanim on Aaron HaKohen's yard site. That's also a big one at the Kotel. But so on that pasuk, Tosbach, in the pasuk by Aaron HaKohen, all it says is the fifth month. So says Tosfos, Al Karchach Shehu Av, to meet the Kari Bekra Bechodesh Nisan, Rishon Hu Lachem, because how do you know Chodesh Chamishi is Av? Maybe it's the fifth from Tishrei. So says Tosfos, no, because throughout the Torah you find Nisan refers to as Rishon. Michlal Dekol Chadashim Acherim, Hanirmazim Amrinan Chamishi Shishi Shri, B'minyanon L'binyan HaRishon Manina. Says Tosfos, no, months in the Torah seems to be connected. If you say Chamishi, it must be Chamishi to the Rishon, which is Nisan. Right? And this gets us to the to discuss the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Bo discusses on HaKodesh Zalachem, an important Ramban for various topics. The Ramban says, Zu mitzvah rishona, shetziva HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Yisrael al-Yidei Moshe. This is the first mitzvah that we got on a national level. HaKodesh Zalachem says the Ramban, what's the ta'am behind it? Sheyimnu osa Yisrael chodesh harishon, umimenu yimnu kol hachadashim, sheni v'shlishi atashlam hashadah b'shnei masa chodesh. If you look in the Torah, there is no name for months. Okay, Navi already started, Chodesh HaZiv, and then you have others, but really in the Torah, all months are 1, 2, 3, 4. Why? Kedei sheyeh zikaron b'neis hagadol, so that we always remember, whenever we refer to the months, we think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki b'kol eish shenaskar hachadashim yeneis haniskar, ve'al kein ein lachadashim shem b'Torah. And then he even adds, just like the names, days of the week, don't have names. They're all Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi. Every day of the week makes us think about Shabbos. So too, every month of the year makes us think about Shabbos, because they're also called my number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is, by the way, where the Ramban says, though we say every day the Yom. We say the Yom every day. Hayom Yom Rishon, L'Shabbos, Sheni, L'Shabbos. Here and in Yisro, the Ramban says that's part of the mitzvah Zaseh of Zachar, Yom Shabbos, L'Kadsho. And he says, Im Kain, when it says Rishon and Shvi'i, that means Ligu'ula She'lanu. That is the Ramban. So the Ramban says, yes, when we went up from Bavel, we kept our Babylonian names of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, but really those aren't the Iker names. Why do we keep those? We mentioned a couple years ago, there's a beautiful thought of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky about why they kept the Babylonian names when they came up. Maybe they knew it was going to be a Churban, it was going to be a temporary Beis HaMikdash. But either way, that is the Ramban. On a biblical level, there is no names for the months.
How does Nisan and Tishrei work with each other? Like, why is Shvi'i different from Tishrei then?
How does Nisan and Tishrei work with it? That's what Tishrei is, really the seventh month, really. Right, so yes, in terms of the year, Tishrei comes first. In terms of the counting of the months, Tishrei is number seven. We know there's a lot of Kabbalistic ideas how Tishrei being number seven. Tishrei is like Shabbos. There's a lot of sevens in Judaism are all special. Shabbos, Shemitahs, Yovel is the after the seventh cycle. Shabbos is the seventh day. Tishrei is the seventh month. David is the seventh son of Yishai. Chanoch is the seventh person in the world. You know, sevens are all special. So, but again, here too, that's what the Ramban says. So there is a machlokas aposkim based on this Ramban, based on our Gemara, and that is when you write the months. Let's say you write a check.
So you write a check, you write the date of the check. So is it proper to write, let's say today, is it proper to write 12-8-06? Or is it better to write December 8th, 06? So the year issue is an issue that's not for us. It's in the same tshuva. In Ravad Yosef and Yabia Omer, in Chelek Gimel Simen Tes, so the first half of the tshuva is about the year. Is it proper to write 2006? Isn't that Yoredeya Gimel Tes? He says, is it proper to write the year? Because what is the year counting to? From the birth of Oso Ish, is that really appropriate? So come tonight, maybe we'll, Rabbi Shachter will refer to that a little bit. That's a plug for tonight's year. So that's the first half of the Shuva, where Rav Avadia says there's no problem, because nowadays when people write 2006, are they thinking about Avodah Zarah? No, they're not thinking about anything. First of all, they might be wrong. They might have just like said he died then because, you know, to get us in trouble. That's the first half. He brings a lot of sources to that issue. And number two, when people write the year today, nobody really thinks about what it's counting to. That's just the accepted way of communicating, of keeping the date. That's the first half of the tshuva, about is it proper to write the year or not. So he's making on that. It's okay to write the year. But then he says, you want to count 5,700, wonderful. But he says, especially people who live in Chutz La'aretz, where everybody goes by the secular year, no problem. But then in the second half of the tshuva, he says, what about the month? So here Rav Avadia says, I do take issue more me'ikar hadin. Based on our Ramban, based on our Gemara, that the months are called Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, it's better, he says, to write the names. He says, when you write a check, says Rav Avadia, it's better to write December 6th, not to write 12-6, because 12-6 is a violation of the Ramban. 12 is you have to count the number-wise to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Only Nisan is first. Only Adar is 12. December isn't 12. Therefore, Rav Avadia says, Yesh lahair shlo yikru as hachodesh January hachodesh harishon or February hasheni v'chein b'ksiva ela yesh levchar harab b'miyuto sheyikrein b'shemos hamufurashim k'mosh kazav Ramban, and he quotes our Ramban. At the end he says, wonderful, you want to use the Hebrew names, that's great, but it's better to call them by their names than call them by their numbers. That's Rav Avadia. Comes along the Tzitzis Eliezer, right, we're still in the Shloshim, comes along the Tzitzis Eliezer quoting this Rav Avadia and says, no, I think Pukla Hefech. I think, no, the names of the month, a lot of them are based on Avodah Zarah. It's based on the gods. So therefore it's better, no, I don't really mean this, it's the English, the secular. Better to say 12-6-06. Better not to write February, December. So his mom, it's just the opposite. She has a base because a lot of them are names of Avodah Zarah. Adifa Yoser Sheyichtov Bistam Bimispar Mashana Vacholish Alahem Sheyizar Shalahaskir Shehul Lesiris Anotzrim, etc., etc. That's what he says. So Achavrusa thought that maybe he can be Mechalik because there are some months that are based on, he looked it up in the Encarta Encyclopedia, and he says the months January, March, May, and June are named for Roman gods. So those four, maybe you could hold like the Tzitzis Eliezer. But the months of February and April are also named for religious events, but not directly for gods. July and August are named for Julius Caesar and Augustus. And September through December are rooted in Latin words for the number 7 through 10, because these only have 10 months. So maybe the ones that are not based on gods, you could hold like Rav Avadia. You could hold like Rav Avadia and just call them the real names. And the ones that are based on the gods, those four, so maybe you have a pshara between Rav Avadia and it says Eliezer. Okay, so it's all based on that Ramban and our Gemara.
Sometimes if you see a sefer on the first page, it won't say when it was printed, it'll say like an apostrophe 04.
Somebody say apostrophe 04, right, meaning it won't say 2000, right? Right. So that's based on the chumrah. You don't want to say the whole year. You just want to say apostrophe. Apostrophe. You just write the 06, 04. Okay. So that is, you think, you read this Gemara, you don't think there's any halacha l'maisa, how do you write a check? Right here, from our Gemara. Okay, so we don't really have a maskana, that's the problem, but okay, whatever you do, we should have kol kavanah secha yil shem shamayim. Okay, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara has just said that we proved that the months, the kings are counted by Nisan, because you go by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, so what was the proof? Because we have one pasuk that says that Aaron HaKohen died in the fifth month, and we have another pasuk that says Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them in the 11th month in the same year, and it was Shvat, right? So going from Av to Shvat, and it's the same year, so Haraya that Tishrei is not a new year. If Tishrei was a new year, it would be a different year. So he asked the Gemara, Umimai demaisa da Av Kadim, Dilsa maisa da Shvat Kadim. How do you know Av came first? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's speech came before Aaron HaKohen died. Ein muktam mu'uchar b'Torah. Right? So how do you know that? So Gemara says, Lo slaka daitach. There's no havamina. Tichsiv, because when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving his speech, it says, Acharei hikoso es sichon. Moshe Rabbeinu describes how Sichon has already been defeated. And when Aaron died, Sichon hadn't been defeated yet. So therefore, you have to say this part of the Torah is written in order. Tichsev, as the pasuk says, Vayishmah Kanani Melech Arad, because it says that the Kanani Melech Arad heard, and then he started to attack Am Yisrael. Mashmu Hashama Oshama. What did he hear? Shama Shemesa Aaron. He heard that Aaron died. So you see, he was still alive. We're going to see in a minute that Aaron and Sichon are the same person. Shama Shemesa Aaron. He heard that Aaron died. Vinis Talku Ananei HaKavod. And the Ananei HaKavod had been removed. The Ananei HaKavod, which we know were in the Schus of Aaron HaKohen, they were not there anymore. Ukisavar, and therefore he thought, Nitzna Rishus Lihilachim Yisrael. He thought that now the Bnei Yisrael are, you know, ready for the capture. And that's why he attacked them. Right? And that proves that Sichon was still alive when Aaron died, so the Aaron Kohen Pasuk has to be first. Av had to come before Shvat. Behind Dichsiv, and this is also alluded to in the Pasuk, Vayiru Kola Eda Kigava Aaron. The entire congregation, the entire Eda saw that Aaron died. Some of Farshim point out that you have to have a drash on this because we know that not everybody saw him die. Right? They came back and told him. They came back and told Am Yisrael, right? Only Moshe and Elazar saw that he died. So what do you mean everybody saw? That's right. We have the drasha of Amar Rabbi Yavo, Altruka Vayiru Ela Vayera'u. They were seen. They became revealed. Meaning the Ananei HaKavod disappeared. As Rashi quotes this in a number of places, Allah Torah, Rish Lakish says that ki can mean four things. E dilma ella daha. E if, dilma maybe, ella but, daha because. Right, so here it means because. The idea that became revealed because Aaron had died. Because Aaron had died and the Ananei HaKavod disappeared, that's why he thought that it could... That's why he thought that they were up for the capture. Let's continue for 2 minutes, and then we'll come back. Me dummy, but now the Gemara says, how can you bring a proof from this? Hasam Kanan Hachasichon. What do you mean? This pasuk is about the Kanani Melech Arad. We're trying to bring a proof about Sichon. So the Gemara said, no, the same person. Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kanan? They're all the same person. Sichon, Shedoma Lasayach Bamidbar. Really, he was called Sichon because he was like an animal prancing in the desert. Kanaan al Shem Achlusa. He was called Kanaan because he took over Eretz Kanaan. So that's why he was called Kanaan. Uma Shemo, Arad Shemo. But his real name was Arad. So he had two nicknames. But really, his real name was Arad. Or, Ikeda Amre, Arad. Really, his nickname was Arad Shedoma La Arod. He was like an Arod. Rashi explains, a wild donkey. Bamidbar Kanaan, Arod Bamidbar, I'm sorry. Kanaan al Shem al Chuso, Uma Shemo, Sichon Shemo. Period. Okay, so that is the proof that it's really Sichon and Arad and Kanaan are all the same person. Tosfos, yeah?
Wasn't he the king of
Cheshbon? Wasn't he the king of Cheshbon? I don't know, does it say also? Sichon, that was the name of the place, but that wasn't a nickname of him.
I don't know, so what?
So Yishma Kanaani Melech Arad. So Melech Arad and Melech Cheshbon are the same thing. Right. So maybe other places he's called Arad, he's called Sichon. I'm not sure. Tosfos throws in another nation. Tosfos says that really he was Amalek. But Medrash, top Tosfos, I'm reading Hayyam Amalek. Amalek was also, he quoted, what's his raya? A piyut in Parsha Zohar. The Rishonim, new piyutim and Yotzeris, they were bringing rayas from them. Not only did they say them, they brought rayas from them. 2 miles. Again, most of us, many of us go, you know, we don't say them, but we should study them at least. Right? We show them new everything. But they bring rayas from the Piyut of Parsha Zachar. So where it says there, Kesus Vilashon Shina Heyos Kemelech Arad. Right, that's what Rashi actually quotes this at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. Amalek wanted to confuse the Jews, and therefore they dressed up like other nations. So Bnei Yisrael would see them coming, and Bnei Yisrael would have the wrong davening. They would daven that Hashem save us for the Kananim, and really they're the Amalekim. Rashi quotes that. We've spoken about this in the past on the Shalosh Shudas, that, you know, that what the message of that is. They only changed their lavush, and they were dressed up like other nations. But still, so if it's really Amalek, so how does that prove, says Tosfos, that Sichon is still alive? They dressed up like Sichon. But says Tosfos, no, Mikal Makom Daik Shapir, Davi Sichon Kayim. Mi Deshina Amalek Atzmolovo Kidmuso. Because, says Tosfos, if Sichon wasn't alive, you wouldn't dress up on him anymore. Because even if it's not him, but everybody would have known that Sichon is not around anymore. So even the fact that Amalek dressed up like Sichon, that too proves that Sichon is still alive. Okay, so that is Tosfos. I thought that maybe one could say also another Ha'ara on the Gemara, where it says that Dafka, when Aaron HaKohen died, the Ananei HaKohen disappeared, and they thought that Bnei Yisrael were open for the capture. So Dafka Aaron HaKohen, does it say this by the Be'er, by Miriam? When the Be'er was taken away, they thought that, you know, Bnei Yisrael didn't have any water Obviously, on the surface, I don't think a kavod or a protective surrounding, but maybe there's something deeper that they didn't say this where after the bear was removed, and they didn't say this after the after Moshe Rabbeinu with the man. Obviously, that was later, but maybe it's based on something that we said in Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph, where there we pointed out that the Gemara says that we have the Chag of Sukkos for Zecher to the Anane HaKavod. So we mentioned there that the Mabit asked the question, why do we only have a Yantif, a Zecher for the Anane HaKavod? Why don't we also have a Yantif for the Ma'an, for the Be'er? Why is it not for the Anane HaKavod? Do we have a Yantif? A question that's asked by a number of the Mefarshim. So we mentioned then that maybe the reason is, I think it was B'Shem L'Chassam Sofer, that the Ma'an and the Mayim and the Be'er, Kadosh Baruch Hu really had to give us. We couldn't survive without water. We couldn't survive without bread. The Anane HaKavod, so that's something that we could have survived without. Couldn't survive without. So that is why suggests the Chassam Sofer Dafka. That shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Yisrael, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love shown that way, that's why we Dafka have a Yantif for that event. Not like the Mana, not like the Anani HaKavod. So maybe Dafka, that's the pshat here too. That Dafka, he saw the simin that shows the love for Yisrael taken away. So that's why Dafka, he thinks that now Bnei Yisrael is up for the capture. Right? It relates to Hanukkah, right? In Yana Yoma, a week from tonight, right? So we can say, right? So the second most famous question about Hanukkah, not the most famous question, the second most famous question: why do we need the Nes of Hanukkah? Tumah Hutzibur. Kadosh Baruch, we know that if most of Am Yisrael are tameh, or the Bezveach is tameh, or the oil is tameh, you don't need tahar oil. So Tumah Hutzibur. Why do you even need the Nes of Hanukkah? So it says the Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that, you're right, we didn't need it, but it shows the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Am Yisrael. Specifically at a time when Yavon was trying to say there's no special relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the nations are the same, we all have our different gods, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka did a nes that went above and beyond, a nes that he didn't have to do to show that he loves us. Just like here, by the Anani HaKavod. Maybe that's why Dafka, when the Anani HaKavod were removed, that's when they thought that it was good time to attack. Okay? Yeah. Right, maybe Moshe's speech came before Aaron.
But Moshe died after his speech, and we know he was alive.
Okay, that's also good. Maybe Moshe died after his speech, but maybe it was, so maybe that Shvat was the year before. So maybe you have to really, cut and paste. But again, that's the question. Continues the Gemara. So we just proved that it can't be, what the Pesukim prove, that Rosh Hashanah for Malachim cannot be anywhere in between Av and Shvat, because that's what it proved in the Torah. So it has to be Nisan. So the Gemara is about to ask, what about all the other months on the other side, not between Av and Shvat? So Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Iyar should be Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran is going to say, much of it now, the Ran asks on the Chiddush Yaran. So much of what I'm going to quote from this Amas Sakhla is the Chiddush Yaran. Ran says, what's the Havamina here? Okay, Nisan and Tishrei has something to stand on. You have Bria Saholam, Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's really a Havamina that Rosh Hashanah should be Iyar. Or we're going to have in a minute Tammuz and Av. Says the Ran, these are Kushyos, Kalushos in the language of the Ran. These are very weak questions. Maybe after the Gemara, we'll quote a Pnei Yoshua, which gives a little oomph to answering all these questions. Vayimar Rosh Hashanah, Iyar, maybe it's Iyar. So Gemara says, Lo Slaka Daitach. No, it can't be Iyar. Tachsiv, as the Pazak says, Vayibachodesh Arishan Bashana Hashinis Vechal Achodesh Hukam HaMishkan. It says, in the second year, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the first day of the first month, the Mishkan was established. Vixiv, and it also says in Bamidbar, Vahi Bashana Hashinis Bachodesh Hasheni, a month later, it says, Na'aleha Anan Me'al Mishkan Ha'idus. It says the cloud went up from the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, Mitakoi Benisan, Mikari Leishan Hashenis. Vakoi Be'ir, Vakari Leishan Hashenis. If it's talking about Nisan and Iyar the same year, and it calls them both the second year, Haraya, that Rosh Chodesh Iyar, is not a new year. Mikhal de Rosh Hashanah Lab Iyar Hu. So Iyar is out of the picture. V'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. How about Sivan? Sivan's good. So the Gemara says, Lo Sakadai, again, there's no Havamina. Dechsiv, because it says, at the beginning of Matan Torah, Bachodesh HaShlishi, Lateis B'nei Yisrael Meiris Mitzrayim, at the third month, when B'nei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, V'im Isa, and if it's true that there's a new year now, it should have specified, Bachodesh HaShlishi Bashana HaShenis, Lateis V'chula Miboilai. It's only 3 months later, but it should have specified a different year. V'ema Tammuz, V'ema Av, V'ema Adar. Maybe it's one of these other months. Again, from Av to Shvat, that's out already. So now we want to ask all the other months. So we're going through each one. So the Gemara is about to bring, you're right, Yetzias Mitzrayim Makar cannot stand on its own. Therefore, we have to bring a whole new Makar. Why? How do you know that Malachim go by Nisan? But just before, yeah.
What about What about
Chodesh Adar Lachem Rosh Chodashim? That's in terms of the first month, but not that you count the years from that day.
But it's the only month of the Torah that's singled out as being special.
That's the only month of the Torah that's singled out as being special. That's in terms of the month. That's Rav Avadya's issue. The machal between months and counting years. Right, our years go from Tishrei. Our years.
Right,
so this is.
Answer that question. Why should
so, that be? So I'd say so. We'll talk about that. But this is asking at least the years of the Malachim. The years of the Malachim aren't dafka linked to when Yetzias Mitzrayim took place. Right, we're talking about. We'll see in a second. Rav Chizkiya is going to say we're talking about Malchi Yisrael. But still, you might have said that this is only for the month and not for the years. So says the Pnei Yoshua. Again, the kasha that we're all asking, and that is, what's the Hava meaning that Rosh Hashanah is going to be from Tammuz or from Sivan? So, Iyar, he says, maybe Iyar is just a Hemshech of Nisan. So, in the previous paragraphs, he talks about Iyar. But he says, what about Sivan? He says, Sivan, I'll give you three reasons why maybe Sivan should be Rosh Hashanah. Number one is that because the connection we know, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Right? Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're not really going to be redeemed until, fully redeemed, until later. Right? He said, the Da'al Lashonos of Ge'ula. What's the Al-Shavas of Ge'ula? The last one, V'lakachti. V'lakachti is Matan Torah. V'lakachti eschem li'la'am. I'm going to take you to Maimed Ar-Sinai, Matan Torah. So to say that Sivan is the Chodesh HaGe'ula is not so far-fetched. Not so far-fetched to start counting from then. Or the Ish B'Sur that we like to mention, the read the Minhag that the Ramah quotes on the Seder night to have eggs. Right, so why is there a minhag to have eggs on the Seder night? So the Ramah quotes that minhag. So why is that? That's the one reason given. The more famous reason given is that because the night of the Seder is the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av. Right, using Atbash. Aleph Pesach is always Tisha B'Av. Beis Pesach is always Shin Shavuos. Gimel Pesach is always Reish Rosh Hashanah. It's always Atbash. So the same night of Tisha B'Av. You want to remember, even though we have the Geula, we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av. It says the Ishmael are another pshat. He says an egg symbolizes a type of birth that's two stages. Most births of beings in the world is one stage. The baby comes out of the mother. But an egg is two stages. First you have a egg is laid, and then the egg is hatched. Right, two stages. So, says the Ishmitzer, tonight, the Lel Pesach, we focus a lot on Magad, on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hours and hours we just spent on Magad. So we want to remember that it's not finished yet. We want to know that, remember that there's a second stage of birth of Klal Yisrael. We want to remember that 49 days from now, we're going to have really the second stage. We're going to have the hatching. That's what the minhag, to have an egg right after we finish Magid, at the beginning of the meal, to have that connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So that's the Pnei Yoshua here. The Pnei Yoshua says, that's why Sivan is a Havamina, because of this connection. What about Tammuz? What about Tammuz? He says, if you do the math, Moshe Rabbeinu, we only got a Aseres HaDibros on Sivan. So what happens if we had enough? We didn't do the Egel? Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up to talk to Hashem for 40 days anyway, in order to get the rest of the Torah. So he was going to come down in Tammuz. So he says, oh! So he says, come down in Tammuz. So then that's why Tammuz was a Havamina. Because Tammuz is also connected to Matan Torah. And then he says, maybe Av also, if you take out the travel days of Shabbos, it works out maybe Av is also in there. But either way, he gives some substance to what the Havaminas are, what the Ron calls Kushios Kalushos. The Pnei Yoshua tries to make them a little Chazakos. Okay, let us now continue. Says the Gemara, so we ended off with a question. Says the Gemara, so what's the source that Regalim go by Nisan Ella Amar Abelazar Mehacha, middle of the Amud. Mehacha, Pasuk and Divrei Hayamim, Vayachel Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni, Bishnas Abel Malchuso, and he started to build in the second month, in the second, in the fourth year of his reign. Right, so what is that extra word Basheni? My Sheni, Lav Sheni Liareach Shemon Abel Malchuso. So what is that extra word Sheni? Isn't that teaching me that it's the second month that you start counting as Malchus from, Shlomo HaMelech, you start counting from Nisan. So, and this is referring to Iyar. So isn't that a Raya? So Maskev LaRavina, no. Veim Sheni Bachodesh, maybe it means the second month. So MK, no. Sheni Bachodesh Behedya Haviksib Bey. No, the previous two words in the Pasuk refer to L'Malchus. That's where he counts his Malchus starts, is calculated from Nisan, whenever his Malchus started. So says the Gemara, can't refer to the second month, because that's Beferish said. V'eima b'sheni b'shabbos, maybe it means Monday, maybe it means the second day of the week. Says the Gemara, a great line, Chada d'lo ashkechan sheni b'shabbos d'kasiv. The Torah never tells you days of the week. Torah never tells you days of the week, so you can't suggest that this Pasuk Divrei Yamim is talking about a day of the week. That is the line of the Gemara. And then the Gemara says, V'od, also, Makas Sheni Basra L'Sheni Kama. Also, compare the second Sheni in the Pasuk to the first Sheni in the Pasuk. Ma Sheni Kama Chodesh, Av Sheni Basra Chodesh. Just like the first one is referring to a month, so too the second one. So, two questions on this. Tosfos asks, first wide line of Tosfos, how about Vayer Vayvoker Yom Sheni, Vayer Vayvoker Yom Shlishi? Aren't those the source of it all? Days of the week?
The second day of the third.
The second day of the third. So, see, the Torah mentions weekdays. See, the Torah mentions, uses the word Sheni to mean the second day of the week. So that's Jesus made gracious. Maybe that should be the best model. I don't want to get into this too much because people put in, whether the days of the week were actually days of the week or not. We're not going to get off topic right now. But Tosfos has this line, which definitely relates to that issue. First wide line of Tosfos. Quotes of Yerushalmi. Ein lemeidim mibriyaso shel olam. Right? Don't learn from Bris Olam. So what does that mean? Does that mean because Bris Olam was different? Does that mean that Bris Olam is just a sef? That's the model. But obviously, the Gemara, the Tosfos try to say that post Bris Olam, the Torah doesn't refer to days of the week. So that's Tosfos. Ask the Sfas Emes, you're going to ask me? Ask the Sfas Emes, what about by the Mon? It says, V'haya Bayom Hashishi, V'chinu es asher yaviyu. Good kasha. Says Friday. So the Sfas Emes says, maybe the Gemara just means it never mentions Monday in the Torah. Yeah? No, but we know it means Friday.
We know it means Friday.
We know it means, but it's Yom Shishi L'Shabbos.
It's coming to teach you
that Friday you have to gather double. So said the Horus and the Biur Hadass suggests maybe it just means that we never have a historical event that is recorded. It happened on Monday. That's what the Gemara means. You're right, Monday is mentioned. But maybe there was never a Ma'ora that was said it happened on this day of the month and this day of the year on this day of the week. That's what's never said. So I'm saying, but that's what the Gemara says. If there's only once in all of Tanakh, so that's why we're not going to suggest that. Either way, so you got to, when you read this line of the Gemara, you got to talk about Maisa Vracious and you got to talk about the Mon. Svasemus of the Gemara, right here. Svasemus of the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. So we bring it right to Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan? So far, we had two different opinions what the source is for Malachim going by Nisan. Either Yitzias Mitzrayim, or this other pasuk that we just quoted. The first one was Rabbi Yochanan, the second one was Rabbi Elazar. So we're about to bring a Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. The Mefarshim point out that really this isn't just a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to quote every pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan used, and every pasuk that Rabbi Elazar used. So really, it's just a raya of both. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, Minai Jemon Lam Malachim Elam Nisan. How do you know you start with Nisan? Shenemar. As the pasuk says, Vahi Bishmonim Shonav Abab Meoshon Lethes Bnei Yisrael Meis Mitzrayim, 480 after they left. Vix and Moshe Shlomo HaMelech built a base of Migdash. Vixiv, we're just about to quote all the psukim that we already quoted. Vixiv, Ayal Aaron HaKoyin Al HaHar Al Pi Hashem. Aaron goes up. Vixiv, Ahibarim Shad HaBashti Yasa LaChodesh, the pasuk by Moshe. Vixiv, Achrei HaKosu HaSichon V'chulu. V'omer, V'yishma Kanani V'chulu. V'omer, V'yiru Kol Ha'eda Kigava Aaron V'chulu. V'omer, V'yib HaChodesh HaRishon V'shana HaShenis V'chulu. V'omer, V'yib HaShana HaShenis V'chodesh HaSheni V'chulu. These are all the psukim from the first Raya of Rabbi Yochanan. V'omer, B'chodesh HaShlishi L'Sheis Bnei Yisrael. Right, we just quoted the three psukim that disproved that the other months are Rosh Hashanah. V'omer, and the last pasuk quoted is the second opinion. V'yachel libnos v'gomer. Okay, so Tanya Kavase that this is the rise. Period. Okay, we're up to Amar of Chizda. So I got an email yesterday. Actually, my chavrusa forwarded me an email yesterday that somebody had forwarded him for tomorrow's Gemara. You got to do the note of the art scroll. Get the historical context. So we took our advice. We looked. The art scroll has a footnote. Footnote 25. Eight steps. A little history. Just in a nutshell, what it says there is that it goes through the history of the end of Bayis Rishon to the beginning of throughout. Right, we know that the Churban HaBayis was by Bavel. So Bavel, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Bavel was in charge. Sometime later, after Bavel went out of power, Paras took over, the Persians took over. And that's where we have Daryavesh, there's a couple of Daryaveshes, and that's where Achashverosh, right? Chel Paras Umadai, Achashverosh, the story of Purim, which took place 70 years after the Churban HaBayis, so between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So that's when Persia was in charge. So that's what we're going to be talking about. At the end of that time, after the story of Purim, so there was a man, there was a king named Koresh, the king of Persia, who gave Am Yisrael permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So many Jews, headed by Zerubbabel, went back to the Beis HaMikdash and started rebuilding it. Ezra did not go back. When they built it and they started rebuilding it, but as they started to rebuild it, predate that. I skipped a step. That was really before the Purim story. When after they started rebuilding it, then a bunch of Malshinim went to the king and said, "Hey, the Jews are against you. They're going to rebel." And all this Lashon Hara was started. And then Achashverosh and Haman were included in that group. So they stopped building the Beis HaMikdash. After the Purim story, then the Bnei Yisrael asked for Rishus to start rebuilding again. And then the Persian kings and then continued to give them Rishus to rebuild. And then the Beis HaMikdash was completed. Ezra, HaSofer, the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, goes after the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. He goes about a year later, as the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, goes back to join the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And then he lives there a little bit later after that. This is all quoted in the history. After that, Nehemiah, who was still in Golis, gets word that really the walls are falling apart in Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash might be a little rebuilt, but everything else is falling apart. So he asks permission from the king, as we'll see on Amud Beis, to go help the Jews finish rebuilding the walls, and then he goes. Right, but that's the whole Persian time. Later on, then the Greeks took over. The Greeks took over towards the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and that's when the story of Purim happened, once Yavan took over. Okay, so with that, let's continue. So Amr of Chizda, fourth wide line, Amud Beis has come out all psukim. So we're doing okay. Lo shanu el lamalcha Yisrael. When does this whole idea apply that you count from Nisan, that's only to Jewish kings? Aval lamalcha umas ha'olam mitishrei maninan. But the non-Jewish kings, they go from Tishrei, says the Ritva. It makes sense. Nisan has to do with the Jews. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tishrei, according to one opinion at least, was Tishrei Nivra ha'olam. That the Tishrei, the world was created. So other kings go by the Bria Sa'olam. That's why this makes sense. Shademar, so how do you know that Umas Sa'olam go by Tishrei? Shademar, as the first pasuk in Nehemiah says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalya, right, the words of Nehemiah ben Chakalya, Vayi b'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. So it was in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year. So it says there, that's when he got word that the Yerushalayim was falling apart. Viksiv, and it also says later in the Perek Beis, Vayi b'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim La'artach Shasta. Right, it was in the Nisan, the 20th year of Artaxasta. So you see, going from Kislev to Nisan is still the 20th year. So you see, Nisan was in Rosh Hashanah. So it must be there's a different month of Rosh Hashanah, so we assume it was Tishrei. Artaxasta, there's a machlokes in the scholars, whether Artaxasta was a specific name of a king, or kings, or Artaxasta is like the pharaoh. It's like the president, the pharaoh, it's just the name of the leader of the Persians. Okay, either way, since the first pasuk, he's in Kislev, it is called his 20th year, and he's in Nisan, and it's called his 20th year, so that proves that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah. So find the second one says the 20th year to Atar Shasta. So we know what the 20th year is referring to. Elahai, but the first pasuk just says the 20th year. Mimai de la artach shasta, dil malum in yanach, rinahu. Maybe the second pasuk is referring to the 20th, the first pasuk is referring to the 20th year to something else. Tosa says, l'shum ma'isa shahaya, to some event, the 20th year. Why should we think it's to artach shasta's reign? Some are papa, no, this is where papa says, which the Gemara referred to yesterday, shnas esrim l'gzeir shava, ma'hasam artach shasta, v'hachal artach shasta. It says the 20th year, two prakim apart from each other, so we assume it's referring to the same event. Says the Gemara, umimai demaisa kislev kadim, dima maisa denisan kadim. How do you know there's muktam umauchar benavi? Maybe you should say Perek Beis, have it before Perek Aleph. How do you know? First he hears of the news, right? It says he hears of the news that he talks to the king in the second parak. How do you know? So lo sakadayta. There's no havamina to switch around those psukim. Why, Detanya? As follows. Dvarim sha'amar chanani l'nechemya b'kislev, amr nechemya l'melech b'nisan. Chanani was the messenger. He was the man who came back from Israel, who told Nehemiah that things are pretty bad, and you have to ask the king for more support to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. So says the Brisa, the items that Hanani told Nehemiah in Kislev, Nehemiah spoke to the king a few months later in Nisan, meaning the psukim are specifically in order. So let's see. So basically, with a quote psukim, we quote the story that happened. Divri Nehemiah ben Chakalya. It was in the 20th year of Artaxasta's reign in Kislev. I was in Shushan, says Nehemiah. Vayavo Chanani echon me'achayu. Chanani, one of my brothers, came. Va'anashim mi'Yehuda, with a couple of men from Yehuda. Ve'eshalem al Yehudim apleta. I asked them about the remaining Jews. Asher nisharim in Hashevi v'al Yishalayim. I asked them, how's it going? How's it going in Eretz Yisrael? Vayomru li, ha'nisharim asher nisharim in Hashevi, sham b'medina b'ra'a gedola. It's not a good situation. Ubecherpa, ubechomos Yerushalayim miforatzes. The walls are breached. Usha'areha nisuba eish, there's fire, meaning it's terrible times. We need help, Nehemiah. So Amr Nehemiah lamelech benisan. So then, next parak, Nehemiah a few months later goes to the king to talk to him about the situation. Shenemar, as it says in the next parak, it was a few months later in the same year, Yayin lefanav, there was wine in front of him, and I gave the wine. Rashi quotes, Rashi, fourth wall in Rashi, Nehemiah was the Sar Hamashkim to the Melech of the Shushan Abira. So that's why he's giving the wine. I had never been upset before him, but now, says Nehemiah, had a sad face on, and he noticed.
What are they doing in Persia?
That's a general kasha. What are we doing in New York? If we could go back to right. So these are the Gdolim, right? So it's a very small percentage went back. Very small percentage went back. There's a lot said about that. Even maybe Nehemiah was part of the government, so he wasn't able to leave. But either way, that's the same. The Chazal point out that take Bnei Yisrael to task for that time period for not going back. So says the Vlohisi Rabbi Lefanov, and I had never had an upset face. Vayom Eli Amelech, Madu Apanecha Rayim. Why are you so upset? V'ata Ein Chachola, you're not sick. I see you're healthy. Ein Zeh Ki Imro Alev, V'ira Harbe Ma'od. Must be something's going on here, and I fear very much. The Marsha here explains, because usually Nehemiah, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about this, usually Nehemiah, before he gave the king wine, he tasted it, so he could prove to the king that there was no poison in it. So he tasted it, and he was allowed to do that even though there was Yayin Nesech, Stam Yena, because it was Letzorach HaMelech, he didn't have a choice. But here Nehemiah didn't taste it. He didn't taste it, the Marshal explains here, beautiful, because he was an Avelos, because he was so sad at what was going on. He wasn't in the mood to have any wine, but the king didn't know that. So he just thought he wasn't tasting it, because he thought maybe there was poison in there. That's why he's all upset, he doesn't know what's going on here. So he says, Va'omer LaMelech. So Nehemiah says, no, HaMelech Lo LaMichya, no, the king should live forever. King should live forever. Nothing to do with that. Madua lo yeru fanai. How could I not be sad? Asher ha'ir beis akvaras avosai. But machareva. But the city, my forefather's city is desolate. Usharei uchlu ba'esh is being eaten up by fire. Vayom Eli HaMelech. So the king says to me. So listen to the parallels of the Megillah. Remember, this is in Persia, similar time period. Al meza atam avakesh. What do you need? What do you need? Rabbi Espala, Elokei HaShemayim, and I davened a little tefillah, says Nehemiah, V'omer, LaMelech, Ima LaMelech Tov, if it's good in the eyes of the king, V'mitav Avtecha Lefanecha, and if I find favor in your eyes, Asher Tishlacheni El Yehuda El Erek Farik Kivros of Osai, send me to Eretz Yisrael, V'avnena, and I'll help them build it. V'yom Eli HaMelech, and the king answered me, V'ashega El Yosheva Zetzlo, and his minister was next to him, An Masa Yehem Mahalachacha. How long are you going to be away? How long am I going to be without my Sar Hamashkim? Umasai Tashuv. When are you going to return? I told him my itinerary. Va'itav lefanei HaMelech. Right, and it appeared it was good. Ve'shlacheni v'etzal ozman. Right, and he sent me away, and I gave him a time. Fine. But what do you see from this whole story? That first he hears the words of Hanani, and then he goes. So that proves that the Psukim are in order, and that proves that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim of Umos HaOlam. So it must be Tishrei. Kivros Avosai, interesting lashon, right? Kivros Avosai of Nehemiah. I know it's obviously not referring to Avraham Yitzchak, yeah, maybe Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, right? It's not the ear based Kivros Avosai.
Yerushalayim was in Yehuda and Binyamin, right?
Yerushalayim was the border, right? The gvul between Yehuda and Yamin went right through the base of Migdash. That's where the Mizbeach had to be cut off. But you're right, he calls the Yerushalayim based Kivros Avosai. Interesting lashon. Masiv Rav Yosef, excuse me, Rav Yosef has another kasha. One second. B'yom Astrim va'ar balachodesh. Bishishi, Bishnas Shtaim Lidar Yavesh, one pasuk, the beginning of Chagai. The beginning of Chagai says that on the 24th day of the 6th month of the 2nd year of Dar Yavesh, Viksiv, Bishvi'i, Be'esrim Ve'echa Lachodesh, and it says on the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month. So here we went from the 6th month Elul to the 7th month Tishrei. V'im Isa, and if it's true that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, Bishvi'i Bishnas Gimel Miboile. It's a month later, but it should specify that we switched years. If it's true that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Dar Yavesh, so Amar of Rabbi Avo, no Koresh. who we'll see is Dar Yavesh. Korach Melech Kasher Haya. Lefichach Manolo Kamalcha Yisrael. No, Koresh was a very good king. He was a Melech Kasher. He was the one that gave permission to rebuild the base of Migdash, and therefore we treat him like Malcha Yisrael. And that is why he goes by Nisan, just like Malcha Yisrael. That's why this pasuk is not specific. Let's finish, and then I'll say over something on Koresh. Maskel Rav Yosef. One second. Chada Deim King Kasher Kroy La Adadi. One second. If this is true, then we got a kasha. Why? Dichsiv v'sheitzi baisa dena ad yom tlosa lirach adar. So it says in Ezra, little Aramaic, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was finished, on the third ad yom tlosa lirach adar, on the third day of the month of Adar, dihi shnas shish l'melucha l'malchus dar yavesh malka, and it was the sixth year of the king of dar yavesh, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was finished. Vitanya, and it says in Ebraisa ba'osos man, l'shona haba, about a year later, after the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, Allah Ezra mi Bavel, so Ezra left Bavel about a year. They finished the Beis HaMikdash in Adar. About a year later, Ezra left. So let's say Ezra left Adar Nisan time the following year. V'galuso imo, and a couple of people went with him. V'ksiv, and it also says, V'yavo Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-chamishi hishnas ha-shviyas l'melech. And he got there he got to Eretz Yisrael finally in Av of the seventh year. But one second, if the Beis HaMikdash was finished in the sixth year of Koresh, and then it took him about a year to get to, he didn't leave until a year later, and then he gets there in Av, that's really 3 years. Right, it's really 3 years. It should be in the eighth year. If it was finished in the sixth year, and he left a year later, and then it took him a few months to get there until Av, it should be the eighth year. V'im Isa Shana Sashminis Mibarle. It should be that he got there in the eighth year. Question one. Question two. V'yo Mi Dami Hasam Koresh Achad Dar Yavesh. Two different people. Koresh and Dar Yavesh. So Tana, no. Who Koresh, who Dar Yavesh, who are Tachshasta. It's all the same person. Koresh Shemel Kasher Haya. He was called Koresh because he was Mel Kasher. Switch around the letters. Artachshasta al Shem Malchuso. Artachshasta because maybe this is the line that means the Malchus was called that. Uma Shemo, Dayavish Shemo. So therefore, Dayavish and Koresh were the same person. So the Gemara says that they call Malchum Kasher. You still have a question that it should be the eighth year. Should be six. If he goes by Nisan, if he's a Mel Kasher and it goes by Nisan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Lo Kasha, Kam Kodem Shechmetz, Kam Lachash Shechmetz. No, originally, while he was a good king, so they treated him like Malchay Yisrael. But once he was Hechmetz, once he became vinegar, literally, so that's when they began to treat him again like Malchei Umos HaOlam. Rav Yashiv on here has the Ha'ara. He says, if you look in Tosfos in Shas Esrim, Tosfos assumes that Koresh was the son of Esther. Koresh was the son of Esther Hamalka, Tosfos assumes. Again, a couple of Koreshes, a couple of Daryavishes. Confusion. But at least this is Rav Yashiv's Kasha. He says, Koresh was the son of Esther. So one second. From the Gemara, you get the impression that this was a non-Jewish king that you treated as a Jew because he was a Melech Kasher. But he was the son of Esther. He's Jewish. So what's going on here? Son of Esther, he's Jewish. Goy Habal Bas Yisrael, we paskin the Vladis Kasher. So he's a Yisrael. So what do you have to call? He's to treat him like, so what's going on here? So says Rav Yashiv, in a chinami. But you're at certain times in history, certain halachas weren't clear. And it was only cleared up later in history. B'nai Yisrael, you're right, he was Jewish, inherently. But B'nai Yisrael didn't know that. Similar, he says, look in the Rus story. Ploni Almoni. Why did Ploni Almoni want to do Yibam? Why? Because he didn't know Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. He thought, Amon is out of here. Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi v'kal Hashem. You know, nobody from Amon. See, he didn't realize. It wasn't so clear until later on. Boaz, the Gadol Adar, the Shofet Ibsan, right, he announced that this halacha, Amoni v'lo Amonis Moavi v'lo Moavis, suggests Rav Yashiv that also here, maybe Bismano, they thought the Vla was a guy. They thought, right, Hokol Holech Hachar HaGoy, or Hachar HaFather. Kamash Mulan, that was the Chiddush, that really he wasn't. They only treated him like this. But anyway, that's, Rishon Sefer Balacha also asked this Kasha. He says, maybe that's why he says Kusher and not Tov. You know, Kusher, right? I didn't say Melech Tov Haya, I didn't say Melech Kusher Haya. So maybe Kusher is alluding to the fact that he really was Jewish. Okay, so we'll stop here by Maskif. Tomorrow we have more history. Bez Hashem, at the bottom of the Yom, but we get back to Halacha. Chametz is the opposite of kosher. Soured, vinegar. Right, yayin shehichmetz. Yayin shehichmetz. Okay, somebody's got to remind me. I owe a Beishamah Beis Hillel. I heard an unbelievable verse in the future. Chanukah, Tu B'Shvat.